you too. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is the quick hit for Wrigley Night 2. It was June 25th, 2016, a Saturday show at Wrigley. And here with Jonathan and RJ. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hi.
So we don't have anybody here who is actually at Wrigley Field like we did for yesterday's quick hit. But we all listened and watched the technology that was on the TV. And it was a great show. Jonathan, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty fun. I think that they're continuing, you know, to ramp up from the first night through both of these Wrigley shows. And, you know, first set was pretty rocking. It kind of went a lot of different places, some fun stuff, and, you know, straight ahead stuff. And
yeah, the MoMA opener was nice and funky, and then the bag, yeah, and the 555 was nice, and then they closed with some hardcore rock and roll with the Cavern and the Good Times, so I thought it was well
played. Yeah, I didn't know, which is always fun, and not super common, mm-hmm, in a divided sky, which is beautiful, so.
And yep,
then,
go ahead.
Then the set two really took off.
Yeah, the set two, unlike, I think last night's set two wasn't, or two nights ago, wasn't as good as this one. I think this one was just fantastic. RJ, what do you think?
Yeah, and Jonathan, just to steal Jonathan's point that he made via text, like, I don't know, it seemed, looking at the set list, you got, like, several jam vehicles at 8 minutes each, and you're like, oh, is this, like, Trey just kind of, you know, looking for something, Trey ADD. But as Jonathan said, and I agree, like, this is, they flowed in and out of the songs really well and really seamlessly, and so that's pretty nice to see when you see so many different jam vehicles, you know, in one set.
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of the LA show I saw last year when the mm-hmm tweezer in the second set was like 8 minutes, and just they couldn't really find like that long groove, but they're playing well. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I don't think they needed it. In fact, I would be surprised. It seems like they write set lists now that they kind of had this mapped out. I think if anything, they might have run longer than planned on a couple of the jams, because they felt like they were kind of running out of time by the time they got to Harry Hood.
Yeah. Short Hood, like 9 minutes, yeah, or something, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, sorry, nice 9 minute Hood, and yeah, no, it's fine. And the encore was, that was amazing.
The encores have been great so far. All three shows been really interesting mm-hmm encores.
I'm going to bring up a point. I tweeted this last night, but I just want to give credit here to my wife. Said it. I agree completely. It seemed like maybe a little Brexit theme with the two encores to Chicago this weekend. Maybe not.
Awesome.
A nod to freedom.
Yeah, yes. A little nod to the UK and their interesting decision making.
Yeah.
Whoa, man, what a disaster.
We're not only do we review music, we also review social issues, political issues.
Especially because we're all international scholars by trade, so we're pretty well qualified.
Yes. I did have to put down the London Times, the Financial Times, to start this podcast, so.
You know, it's funny, I saw like two reviews online this morning. One was like of the Live Fish, you know, they have the little reviews in the Live Fish broadcast. Live Fish, like, flack thing. And it said, like, this is one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
Whoa.
Through the webcast, of course. And then someone else tweeted that it was probably one of the best shows they've ever seen. So this is kind of awesome. Kind of awesome how that works.
Basically, standard response across the board.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I do think they're playing really well. I mean, I was complaining about that riff, but that was just, you know, not too serious. I think they're locked in, and Fishman is... maybe he's got monstrous. The power of Bernie going on, but
monstrous feeling the burn clearly.
Yeah, killing it.
And you
my
guys,
wife and I were both noticing Fish was hitting it pretty well last night. And also credit Trey for clearly having practiced Fluffhead
Yeah, man, for sure. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by that. Well, so tonight's Deer Creek, a place that Brad and I have fond memories of. No new songs last night, right? So
right, only one so far.
Only one so far. Is that in store for tonight, you guys think, or are they going to keep it more of a slow drip?
I think a couple new songs are on deck. Also, YM is up. Hopefully, my friend Ben Keller will finally get to see his first ever YM after many years.
Probably, I'm going to call the first set my friend as well. I thought somebody was trying to say something. Sorry. Anyway, no, that's all I got. Deer Creek is going to be awesome as always, I bet.
Well, guys, since they played Tweezer last night, and then they have Deer Creek, and then Man Night 1, does that mean that I could get a Tweezer at Man Night 2, or is Tweezer out?
I think they're probably going to save.
Thank you.
They're going to save Tweezer for the Southern California run for me.
Yeah, both nights.
Yeah. They're going to play it over the course of 48 hours.
Four set Tweezer.
That's awesome. I hope that happens for you, Brad.
Thank you. Means a lot. Also, the new songs, I'm kind of surprised because, you know, Bend last year when they just like, but they're like, here they are. And they just gave them all to us. And now they've only played one in three shows.
Yeah, they got
to hold your horses.
Yeah.
You'll get them all.
Got to be more coming. Yeah, and we got Deer Creek tonight, so hopefully we'll be back tomorrow with another convo with someone who can share their experience there, right?
From what I've heard from Wrigley, it was great. Tons of people, great pictures, wonderful city, and hopefully nobody crashes the gates in Deer Creek tonight.
Yeah, everybody play nice.
Yeah, play nice. Have fun. Tweet at us. Hit us up and let us know how the show was if you're there. So thanks for listening.
Should we tell them what they're going to listen to right now?
Oh yeah.
Nope.
not this time. Not so fast. What are we gonna? We're gonna leave them with the Piper into this transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a good one. I enjoyed that a lot last night.
Yeah, the segue is great.
A well played seg is, as the professor would say.
As the professor. Very nice. We think you'll like it. All right, guys. Thanks for picking us up. All right, guys. Let's hope everyone keeps on rocking until this evening when they get to see fish again.
Yes.
walking on the lake, throwing bread crusts off the air. As you sing.
Thank you, too. Summertime and the living. Jumping and the cotton.